From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to our program. Today we set aside our usual studies and instead take up the theme of the birth of Christ. Tonight at 9 o'clock I will speak upon the subject, the angel's song. I hope that you will be able to join with me as we consider that happy scene when the birth of Christ was announced to the shepherds. This morning we will be looking at the same passage of Scripture as we will be studying this evening, that is Luke chapter 2, the verses 8 to 20. Only our subject this morning is entitled Following in the Steps of the Shepherds. We'll read those verses just now, then we will have a hymn before considering today's topic. Let's turn then to Luke chapter 2, the verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came in haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. May God bless the reading of His precious word to our hearts. Now here's a lovely hymn written by Charles Wesley, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2 and the verses 8 to 20. And we're going to follow in the footsteps of the shepherds. Some time ago, I had the privilege of visiting Israel. It was in the month of January. And I looked out over the fields spoken of here in this passage. One particular thought struck me, and that was how cold it was that January day, and I could just imagine what it would be like during the hours of darkness. It would have been too cold for the shepherds to have their sheep in the field. That fact served to underscore that the birth of Christ did not take place at this time of the year at all, but in the late summer. Be that as it may, the birth of Christ is a subject that is very much on the lips of everyone at this time. And yet how few truly know anything of the purpose behind Christ's coming into this world. The means employed by all too many to celebrate the birth of Christ involves activities which he would denounce and practices from which he came to save men. Let us consider the story of the Saviour's birth as told us by Luke. The shepherds were the first to see Christ, apart from Mary and Joseph. What a privilege they had! It was one denied to the kings and the princes of this world. The angels who proclaimed the glad tidings and the shepherds who heard them are examples for us all to take heed to. First of all, the message the angels proclaimed was easily understood. Men tend to complicate the gospel message. That could not be said of the angels. The shepherds knew that the message was for them. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord, said the angels. Verse 11. That is how definite the gospel is. It's a word for you and for all who will but listen. The light of heaven accompanied the announcement. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Verse 9. May God be pleased to cause the light of heaven to shine in your heart today as you listen to this message from the Bible. The information given them by the angels was very specific. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Verse 12. The gospel message tells us where we may find Christ. It is in the Bible we shall find them. Search the Scriptures, said the Saviour. They are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. See how clearly the angels identify the person of the Saviour. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 11. There must be no confusion about the purpose, the position, or the power of the one who is set forth in the gospel. He has come to save. He is the Saviour. He is the one appointed of the Father. He is the Christ. And he has power and authority to carry out his task. He is the Lord from glory. Secondly, notice too that there is no great distance to travel in order to get to Christ. The shepherds were in the same country, that is, in the same area where Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christ came into this world to seek and to save sinners. It is not we who must go looking for him, but he has come looking for the sinner. He is the good shepherd who is seeking for the lost sheep. He has caused his word to enter your home, your car today, as he seeks you out and calls you to repentance. Thirdly, see how the shepherds responded immediately. They didn't delay. The shepherd said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Verse 15. Now, said they, one and all. Oh, for a day when men will encourage one another to seek out the mercy of God presented to them in the gospel of Christ. See what verse 16 says. And they came with haste. Friends, hurry to obey the call of the gospel, for time and opportunity is short. They could have come up with innumerable excuses. It's late, too late to go visiting. As well as that, we have responsibilities here with our sheep. We can't leave them. The babe will be sleeping. It would be wrong to disturb him. These are the excuses they could have made. Men have made similar excuses since the dawn of time. But if God had given them this information, then he intended them acting upon it immediately. If a later time was the time to act, he would have told them at a later time. The time to obey is the time God speaks. Finally, note that the shepherds were not disappointed with what they found at Bethlehem. It was just as the angels had told them. Verse 16. You know, dear listeners, every word of God is true. There is no exaggeration in the gospel. What they found made them happy. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Verse 20. From then on they shared the news with all who would listen. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Verses 17 and 18. None who have followed in the footsteps of the shepherds have ever experienced disappointment. Will you follow them today? If you do, you will be celebrating the birth of Christ in a fashion that's pleasing to God. May the Lord bless his word to your heart. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.